This is North Shore Today for Thursday, 10th day of March. And hi, everyone. With Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. And Rick, we'll take a look at some of the local stories that we've got in the newspapers here today and look around and see what's going on. We'll talk some sports. And so we have a lot of different things going on here today. But before I get going, I just want to tell folks what's on the webpage here. We've got a number of different things here. And got two videos here. One of the videos is the worst TED Talk ever. You've watched TED Talks? I don't know if you have or not. But
yes, absolutely.
We have the worst one right on the website right now. If you look down on the post, it's the worst TED Talk ever. And we also have Mitt Romney this week on the Jimmy Kimmel Show reading some angry tweets directed at Mitt Romney. So Mitt Romney on Jimmy Kimmel with some of those angry tweets. So we have that on the website. Plus, we also have Congressman Seth Moulton has a release out on mental health care for veterans, and we have that complete story down on the website post as well here on North Shore Today. So those are some of the things we have on the post, and of course our email address is there. Email us at msonewsports@gmail.com, and of course follow us on Twitter as we do update stories throughout the day, and of course sports stories as well. And tonight I'm headed to the Salem-Brighton boys basketball game. It's at Beverly High School, and we'll be tweeting out results on that game tonight as well, and also have some post-game reaction to that. So that should be a great boys high school basketball game tonight at Beverly High School in the Division II North tournament.
Excellent, excellent. And TED Talks, Bill, I actually use those with when I teach teachers. There are a lot of great TED Talks. Have you seen them at all and looked at some of them?
Yeah, I've seen some. I can't say that I've seen a lot, and I can't say that I've seen many at all lately, but right here, we've got the worst one. So,
I did see one that was pretty bad, and I was stunned by that because so many of the videos that I've seen have been so excellent that I was really surprised to see a bad one, so I'll have to take a look at this one.
Well, this one, Rick, is designed to be bad, so that's the take on it. Okay, so it's meant to be funny. So, but either way, if you've ever ventured into the realm of TED Talks, I think you'll like this. I think you will.
Well, I actually saw one that was pretty horrible.
Really bad, an actual one. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't intended to be. So, and I don't know what it was. I mean, you know, the person doing it might have had a bad day. Who knows? But they're really pretty cool. And the other thing is. That I would alert people to if they don't know about it is Khan Academy. I think it's K-A-H-N, Khan Academy. They have free videos that are interactive, teaching videos on every subject imaginable. I think it's from high school through college. Just amazing, and it's all for free.
Yeah, now I've heard of that. So yeah, I know a lot of people do use Khan Academy. So. All right, let's see here in the news here. Front page of the item, top of the front page, longtime police chief Kevin Coppinger. This is a Thor Jorgensen story, is a candidate for Essex County Sheriff. Coppinger is forming a campaign committee to help him flesh out a candidacy that will highlight his law enforcement career that he said has included working closely with Sheriff Frank Cousins, who will not be seeking re-election. So Lynn Police Chief Kevin Coppinger running for the Sheriff's Office. So we now have a number of people that have announced for that position. So that that's going to be drawing some attention. And, of course, it was just, you know, actually it was on our website where we actually heard first about Frank Cousins not seeking re-election. That was several weeks ago here on MSO News Sports. So we do have an interview with Frank Cousins up on the website, again, from several weeks ago now.
Two of the candidates, Bill, are so well qualified that it makes it really, really interesting. You wonder if at a national level we couldn't have had qualifications like that. But, you know, I know of Ann Manning Martin's qualifications, and of course, Lieutenant Coppinger's. Well, that's going to be pretty interesting, and I have no doubt we're going to get a qualified person as sheriff.
Yeah, so, and then there's another one, too, we talked about yesterday. So I wouldn't be surprised if a few more throw their hat into the ring. So, again, Lynn Police Chief Kevin Coppinger looking at running for Essex County Sheriff. So let's see. We've got a couple of other stories here. Here's one here. This is also front page of the item today. And it, I just got to read the first few sentences to you here from Gayla Colley. It's on hospitals seek better treatment. So here, let me just read this here. And its healthcare workers testified on Beacon Hill Tuesday in favor of pricing reforms that they say will lower the costs for community hospitals and reduce insurance premiums for consumers. Proponents say the state's hospital reimbursement system is unfair because large medical centers such as Partners Healthcare receive up to 500% more in payments for the same services provided by smaller hospitals such as Union Hospital. It's time that we finally bring greater transparency and fairness to the financing and funding of Massachusetts hospitals. So anyways, that's a quote from Tyrak D. Lee, the executive vice president of the SEIU. So it's definitely worth looking into and finding out. I mean, it would be crazy, but it must sounds like it's like different hospitals get different money for performing the same. Am I right there on performing the same tasks or whatever? Just because of the size of the hospitals? But anyways, we'll find out more about that in the days ahead.
Yeah, and that brings my question of what the heck is a nonprofit back to the front. But along the same lines, Bill, you might have mentioned this yesterday, Congressman Moulton working to get the VA system improved a little bit. I don't know if you mentioned that. Congressman Moulton is trying to institute a new plan to build a new appointment system, and it's going to cost more than $600. But the new system should allow veterans to make appointments by phone or online and do it quicker. Veterans having a hard time getting in to see specialists and so on. But I do know the system has been improved. I have a friend who has had to use VA benefits, and he speaks excuse me, very highly of the care that he has gotten. And along the same lines, check this one out. A nonprofit, there's that word again, nonprofit company formed to cultivate and dispense marijuana for medical use, has secured a purchase agreement for a three-acre site in Gloucester's Blackburn Industrial Park, according to Ray Lamont of the Gloucester Times. And so there you go. You'll see, you might see a little smoke wafting from the top of the hill there as you come into Gloucester. But that's kind of interesting. And there is another nonprofit selling marijuana.
Well, it's funny that we have these two, this railroad tracks, you know, we got this, the freight trains rolling down two railroad tracks, one where the House unanimously voted on an opioid bill yesterday. Meanwhile, we also have this other train rolling down this other track to try to legalize marijuana, where we may have a referendum question on that in November. And it just seems like these two trains actually are on the same track colliding together when you really kind of think about it. Not that you can't, there are some, differences here. I get that piece. But on the other hand, it just seems like we're doing one thing with one hand and the other thing with the other hand, and they're just not connecting. And,
I think the difference is, well, not the difference, but one observation I would make is that with climate change, for example, scientists around the world are in agreement. There really isn't a lot of research that points against climate change. Now, what's causing it is there's a difference there. What is causing the acceleration of climate change? That's up for debate, and there are different studies. The marijuana versus addiction issue, which are the two tracks I think that those trains are on, the scientists debate that, Bill. You know, there's some evidence out there that is up for debate with respect to marijuana and addiction. And so I think that's why you still have these trains on those tracks, you know. And I think there has to be more definitive agreement somehow into what's going on. But with the opioid issue, there's no doubt about that. And I personally like the way that the discussion has changed recently.
No, it's been a dramatic change. There's no question about it in the state. So that's definitely happening. Well, there was a presidential debate last night, Rick, and there's another one coming up tonight. So they're just coming at us. I don't know if there are any more after this. There must be, but boy, they're coming at us fast and furious. I watched the first hour of the Democratic debate last night, and I got to be honest with you. This was the one that was done by CNN and Telemundo, the Spanish channel, and actually Jorge Ramos noted that his daughter works for Hillary Clinton, and asked a pretty tough question of Hillary in the debate, and the question was, will you drop out if you're indicted? And so, but that was, but I mean, I'll be honest with you. I got to give him credit for asking that question. I know he's was taken to task on a couple of other things. Maybe during one of the Republican debates. I'm not sure what it was, but we are in the fog of all these debates this year. But anyway, asked a pretty tough question. So I watched the first hour of the debate. I didn't watch the second hour. I decided that I wanted to get some sleep last night, so I went to bed. And so anyway, it wasn't a bad debate, and we'll see what's going on. But the big story, I guess, coming up for the Republicans, not only do they have a debate tonight, but what to watch is I've just assembled out of the Real Clear Politics, Rick, this morning, the latest polling out of Florida and Ohio. And it looks to me like Marco Rubio is done. And because if you look at the I have four Florida polls in the last week, all of them have Trump at 40% or above. Wow. They all have Rubio at about 20%, 20 to 24%. At number two, that's 20 points behind on average, and actually over 20 points behind on most. However, there is one poll. Where is it? Here's one. There's one more poll. Let me take that one back. That was an outlier. And you always get these outlier polls that has Rubio down by 8 points, Trump, but still at 38%. And so, you know, there's just doesn't seem. And then the other candidates are almost identical. Cruz has like 16, 19, 18, 17, 17. Kasich in Florida has 10, 5, 8, 10, 10. So those numbers are probably not going to change that much. And so I don't see a pathway for Rubio to catch Trump. But we'll see what happens in the debate tonight. And we'll see whether we have the same Marco Rubio that has gone after Trump the last few debates. But obviously the guy that they're all talking about that, you know, there's Ted Cruz that might have a chance at trying to catch Trump, but I just don't see it myself. Now, here's the other thing. Now, next Tuesday, Florida votes. Also next Tuesday, I thought Ohio was another week out, but Ohio also votes next Tuesday on the 15th. And those polls, too, I thought Kasich was going to win Ohio. But if you look at the polls right now, it's Kasich, let's see, is up in one poll. He's only up in one poll over Trump, and Trump is up on Kasich in two of the three polls. So they got Trump with 41%, 38%, and 29%. So he's in that area. So those polls are a little bit different. But what they all show Kasich at 34%, 35%, 32%. So I think there's a lot on the line in tonight's debate for Trump as it impacts Ohio. And if Trump gets Florida and Ohio, I think he's on his way from what most people say. But obviously, there's a lot of money being dumped in Florida over the next 2 weeks from what I'm hearing beating up on Trump. But we'll see what happens. And that may prevent his numbers from going higher in Florida. But he's already at 40. So who can catch him? There's no one in there can catch him in Florida unless Trump people turn away. And that doesn't seem to be likely. So that's my analysis on the Republican side. The Democratic side, we'll save that for another day.
It just seems that Trump can say whatever he wants in whatever tone he wants to and use whatever language he wants to, and his numbers grow. So there is a tremendous amount of people who love what Trump is doing.
All right. Let's see if there's any other news stories, Rick, to follow up here, local news stories here at all.
I'm looking. I don't see anything, which I guess is probably good news. There's no bad news around that I can find at the moment, so that's pretty cool. And as you say, got basketball continuing, and we are planning to broadcast on Monday night from the Saugus Arena at Lowell, Marblehead, and Lincoln Sudbury in the D2 North hockey final.
One of the things people might be wondering on the website is the, we can probably get into this or not get into this, but very briefly is that we pay, the website pays a fee to the MIAA each year to do tournament games, but we have to select the schools that we do. And so above and beyond, so that's why we just can't go out willy-nilly and do all the games with live broadcasts at this time of the year due to financial reasons. But someday that'll happen. We'll be able to go out. We'll be out every night with live play-by-play during the tournament and so on at some point. But right now we're just, we got the hockey game coming up, as you mentioned, on Monday, and that should be great. And we're able to follow Marblehead, but we'll just have to do the tweets tonight from on the Salem-Brighton game. And that should be a great basketball game tonight over at Beverly High School, 7 o'clock tip-off. And we do have a post up there today with the results from last night's games on the North Shore. We also are putting in our college news as well from Endicott College. We have those. But Saugus lost to Linfield last night in boys basketball, and the St. Mary's boys hockey team won while the girls hockey team lost. And a little shout-out to the Beverly Danvers Ipswich girls hockey team. They lost to Austin Prep last night in Woburn. And, you know, here's the deal on that. And St. John's Prep hockey won in double overtime against Burlington. But those are some of the scores. But we have them all up on the website. And some of the there's some basketball coming up this weekend. We'll keep you posted on that as well. And I'm trying to think if there's something to, there. Yeah, the St. Mary's boys basketball team will be playing Friday night on the road. So now the teams are shooting out, playing all over the place, and the games are not as close. So wish we had some sites, some of these sites a little bit closer. But St. Mary's is going out to, I don't know, Mystic Valley or all these different places up, you know, different places. But we'll see what happens. But I got a chance this week to go over to Essex Tech, the new high school there. And I love their field house. They have a, of course, the whole school is brand new. And the field house, I saw Paul Wirth over there, their athletic director, who's retiring, I believe, at the end of this year. But they, what I like about their gym is that they have a little, they have a track up above it, Rick. Way up where, you know, if they needed, like last night, they may have, you know, let people stand up there. But you could watch the game from up there. But you also, the seats, the bleacher seats were nice and steep. So they had a really nice, you know, angle to them, which you don't usually see. In a way, I suppose that does save space, and it also provides great seating as well. So I really like the, and the seats, you know, it's not a huge gym. But it's just it's big enough. It's just perfect for a game like they had there with the Fenwick St. Mary's game. Pretty much just the right size for that kind of game the other night. And of course, everything's brand new, so it's it was a nice situation.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going over to Danversville for football. Their new school is just unbelievable. It looks like it's something out of the future, out of a science fiction movie, but it's tremendous. And the football field, I only saw it at night, but we talked with Andy St. Pierre, the athletic director over there. He's really excited. That football field looks like it's just about ready. And going to be a new press box, which will be able to hold more than three people in it. So I'm excited. We should be able to do more Danvers football coming up, too.
Yeah, sounds good. And so we'll keep you posted on that. I'm trying to think what else we have here for sports. But anyways, those are some of our stories that we've got today. And, of course, you can email us at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter. And, Rick, anything else you have in your end?
Should be talking with Heather Atwood today, food writer and author, who joins us once a week when possible. And we should be talking with her about some exciting recipes and again, more background. What I love about talking with Heather is she not only gives you the recipe, but also where it came from, the background, whether it's a cultural thing or you know, a historical thing. And it's pretty interesting to get that perspective. Very enthusiastic, very exciting. And, I hope to be talking with her today, and we should have that up on the site either later today or tomorrow.
Sounds good. And again, live tweets tonight from the Salem-Brighton boys basketball game. Right here on MSO News Sports, this is North Shore Today with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for being with us.